dawn, a new day, to renew your mind and start fresh.
Well, good luck with that.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On second thought,
Kix 96.9.
Time to start another day.
Welcome to a brand new day.
It's a new day for you, Mr. B.
Today is a new day.
We are going to have a good day, which will turn into a good week, which will turn into a good year, which turns into a good life.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome. You've made it to Thursday, January 20th. Can you believe, Husker Nick, we're almost done with January?
Dude, it goes fast. I just want you to know, for some reason, this thing's already messing up. So if I'm off on you, I apologize.
Okay. It happens.
Yeah. I'm hearing you, but your video this time is way behind.
Way behind.
Yeah, that's all right. So, yeah, no, I can't believe it's already there. I had one of those days, though, this morning where, like, you ever wake up and you're like, good Lord, that was a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. Because there's so few and far between anymore.
Right.
It feels like, anyways. But, God.
I hear you, because, like, the last couple of days, because my sinuses have been so bad, I couldn't sleep laying down. I've been having to sit up.
Oh, wow.
I just couldn't breathe out my nose.
Yeah.
And last night, finally, it cleared up enough that I was able to get a good 6 hours of sleep last night. So I felt great,
man.
Too. So
it was man. I woke up this morning like, woo, let's get on the radio, baby.
Yeah,
I took a little bit of NyQuil.
You knocked out with NyQuil?
Yeah, because I felt tired enough earlier in the night, but I just had a feeling. I'm like, ugh, this isn't going to last long.
Good for you.
Yeah, but the boy doesn't feel the best. He's all right, but he just was feeling a little under the weather. So
right.
I said, pass that on over here, baby.
Yeah, let's pass around some NyQuil and call it a good night.
So him and I were like, it was like we were drinking some hooch or something, trying to...
Yeah, just puff, puff, pass.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Wish we would have had it in paper sack, but we didn't.
See, that would have been a funny TikTok video. You're missing out on opportunities for your TikTok.
Yeah, I just, you know what? I'm not a Gen Z, JP.
You're not?
No.
Okay. It seems like you want to be.
Gen Z's the young one, right?
Yeah.
It's too early.
Yes,
her brain is not
okay.
Quite there.
I thought I was buffering.
Yeah, you got it.
Your brain is buffering.
There are actually a lot of millennials that crush it on TikTok. I'm very
it's
very
impressive.
Proud.
They're the ones
that the Gen Zers say are the old people on TikTok. Right?
Yeah, I know. Isn't
that's
that
hilarious.
Nuts?
I know.
But yet they follow them and share their videos.
Gen Z is the most annoying generation ever. I'll tell you that. Like, oh my God.
They also are so ruthless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The last thing I want as a Gen Z to come at me on social media, because I'd be like, yes, Your Honor, I'm sorry.
You just succumb to their words.
Yes, 21-year-old, you know everything about everything already. Mm-hmm. You're right, I'm wrong. Thank you.
Sorry, Your Honor, please don't cancel me.
Yes, please don't cancel me. Your life experiences outweigh mine already. It's amazing 1,000%. How that happens.
Well, you can't completely dislike Gen Zers. I mean, they're some of them.
You
might
just
listen to our
no.
show.
I'm glad that they have an advocate. Honestly, for the most part, I do advocate for Gen Z. It's just a few things I don't like.
Okay.
Like, don't come at me when I try to part my hair middle again, please. That hurt my feelings.
That really. The parting of the hair hurt your feelings.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, we want to be like you. So take the compliment.
Now you know how I feel. Trying to look and feel and be younger to match up with you guys.
Oh my God, JP, look at me right now.
What do you mean?
You know what we have?
So you want to? You
we are the coolest
you
morning
think you
show
have to compete
in the
with
world.
This?
Hey, the you are pretty coolest. Cool, Coriel.
Oh well, personality wise, I know I'm like really awesome, but right. I mean. Well, parents wise, come on.
Give yourself a little extra time this morning. It's cold out. We'll get your day started though for you.
Awesome.
Next, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's a date number double Thursday, an all-new one. We'll get Spencer in. He wants us to help him get a date because he met a gal and thinks that they would be a good pair together.
Oh,
and
great. Now we're matchmaking.
We are a little bit of that today.
Oh, boy.
We'll get JP makes his guest for you. A chance to win your way to see Ryan Hurd and Morgan Wade live at the Bourbon Theater on Saturday. What's trending and a lot more coming up.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. They keep me laughing and they play the best music.
Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
Be careful taking a nap in your car.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I do that sometimes.
Okay, well, you might get kidnapped, especially if you're taking a nap in the back seat of the car. That happened, and a man is in custody in Ohio after the person sleeping in the backseat of his car texted the cops So the Justin Vaughn is the name of the guy who stole the car. He didn't see that there was a man sleeping in the back seat.
Oh, no.
So what? He got in the car, stole it, drove away. That person woke up and alerted authorities, fortunately unharmed.
Wow.
So after a short chase, Justin was arrested and he's facing charges of robbery, kidnapping, theft, and eluding police.
Oh my gosh, that's one of those deals too where like this, and this criminal deserves to get in trouble.
Yeah.
But this guy gets in this car and he's like, hey, I could steal this car right here. And he goes to steal it and gets around the corner. He looks in the back seat. Oh man, now I'm going to get in more trouble.
Right.
Did I ever tell you guys my cousin Justin moved to Baltimore? He drives all the way up there from Kansas City. He's got a car full of all of his stuff. He gets up there for the railroad, goes to Baltimore, Maryland. He gets there, and his house isn't ready to move into till the next day. So he decides, I'll just go into the Walmart parking lot and sleep tonight, and then go to the house tomorrow. Right. He woke up at like 3 a.m. to a gun against the window, and they did, like, he wasn't in Baltimore for more than like 5 hours before he got carjacked, and literally everything he owned got stolen. Like,
wow,
that's crazy.
Welcome to Baltimore.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that nuts?
Oh my God.
That was your cousin, you said?
Yeah, my cousin.
So crazy. Did he have like a trailer with stuff on it or something?
No, everything was just in the back seat.
He was piling in the back.
He was like a 22-year-old. You know,
Yeah.
He was doing the Coryell method of packing up his entire car with everything he owns.
For sure.
Driving around with it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You know it. But yeah, like
that
literally everything got stolen.
That's terrible. Welcome.
Poor guy. Yeah.
So don't sleep. It's not necessarily safe to be sleeping in your car.
Right.
Is the moral of those stories.
For sure. No.
Daniel Kelly and Steve Gilhooly are in custody right now because they sent two packages from St. Lucia in the Caribbean to London.
St. Lucia
in the Caribbean to London, labeled canned goods.
Okay.
Nice.
But the cans were filled with cocaine instead.
There it is.
They put cocaine in a couple baked bean cans and some condensed coconut milk cans. And bought a can sealing machine to make them look factory sealed.
Yeah. Oh,
but authorities in London thought something was wrong and checked the cans.
They said, who's going to just mob around with cans of baked beans and condensed, would you say milk?
Condensed milk, coconut milk, and baked beans. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time my cousin was in St. Lucia and he mailed off? So I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I don't have a cousin story over this
one.
Did
he drive to St. Lucia too and have to sleep in his car?
No, that's just Baltimore. Like I told him, I go, you're in Baltimore. Chicago is like the only other place that could be worse than where you're at right now.
For real?
Of course this is going to happen.
That's
He's
hilarious.
So,
so the packages, they mailed them in 2018, but they weren't arrested until last year because the packages got here.
Wow.
Took that long?
Yeah, apparently. They were sentenced last week to a total of 15 years. To figure out the cans.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then chainsaws and machetes might be useful in the event of a zombie apocalypse.
For sure.
But the TSA would like to remind people they are absolutely not allowed in carry-on luggage.
The TSA
has
to tell you you can't bring a chainsaw on your person.
That is a thing.
Oh, my God.
That is a thing.
I would not have guessed that. I'm just kidding.
The agency released its list of the most unusual items seized in 2021 in a tweet on Monday. It also included a meth burrito. Which is a breakfast burrito filled with methamphetamine that was confiscated at the Texas airport.
Ooh. That sounds right. I don't know. For some reason, I see that being in Texas.
Yeah. Firearms are a big thing. An antique pistol all the way to AK-47s that were in carry-on luggage.
What?
Sometimes you got to do that. You know, you got your AK. Could
last year they confiscated 5,600 guns.
It's a lot of guns.
I don't even understand.
I mean, it's possible. I would believe on occasion that people who have like concealed carry things, they forget that they're in.
Oh, definitely. Well, I understand that.
But like an AK-47 feels like that would be.
That's one you might want to just leave at home.
That's one that you know you have.
Yeah.
Right.
JP, can you get on planes? Because, I mean, you're rocking those two guns that you got all the time.
There it is.
See what we're doing.
Like, how do you walk up and you're like, hey,
And they're
don't
like,
worry,
sorry,
I'm
sorry.
In a sleeveless shirt. I'm not concealing anything. These babies.
Right here.
No, everybody concealed.
Climb on the plane and go. That's what I do. Nobody stops me.
Do they
Why would you climb
to,
on
like,
top of
frisk
a plane?
You?
Oh, he asked for it.
Do they frisk you?
Oh, yeah. I've been frisked a bunch of times.
Yeah.
You look like somebody
weird part
frisked.
Is you can tell it's him because you hear him giggling the whole time.
He's like, here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
So some cautionary tales for you.
There might be something in my pocket. You should check again. That's what JP says.
And they're like, ah, oh, cool.
Coming up, we'll get you the nitty-gritty from Music City. It's a good thing.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I listen to radio in the morning. It makes me happy.
Music, laughter, the jokes.
Kicks 96.9.
Tim McGraw and Tom Hanks work together on 1883. We've got Dolly Parton's birthday suit. And Dustin Lynch goes rogue on Instagram.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
You can watch along on Facebook, KX969. This is your nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing. Now, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's Paramount Plus series 1883 has already had one huge guest star, Tom Hanks, with his wife, Rita Wilson. It's expected to...
She's going to be on an upcoming episode. He was in episode number two, okay. By the way. He's helping you out.
I had such a... Like, my brain is not working this morning.
That's okay.
I got you.
Thank you. Rita Wilson's expected to appear. Tim and Faith loved having them on set. Quote, it was pretty spectacular for Tom Hanks to show up and do the scene, Tim says. We've been friends for such a long time. And although they're family friends forever, being told that you're doing a good job by the Tom Hanks is still amazing.
No matter how good a friend you are and how well you know someone, when you're sitting there in a scene that's that emotional and you see Tom Hanks walk up in a Union uniform and look at you and say, Captain, and then he sat beside me and he puts his hand on my shoulder and he goes, I know. I just fell apart. And somebody knows what they're doing. I mean, he was just really good.
That was a really good scene.
It was so good. I've seen a little bit of the reviews and stuff on Twitter, and it sounds like it was awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. And then, of course, Tom Hanks likes to lift up Tim McGraw a little bit and give him, like, you know, the encouragement.
Of course.
So if you got a chance to celebrate Dolly Parton's 76th birthday yesterday, you probably feel a little rough today, because if I were you, I would have had one too many. It's Dolly Parton, 76 years old.
Wow.
She even shared a picture in her birthday suit.
Oh.
Okay. But it's not like the naughty photo you think. It's her donning a pink satin suit.
All right, stop Googling, JP. It's not
doing anything.
Click, click, clack, clack, clack.
Clickety, clack, clack. How many tattoos can we see?
She's in her pink satin suit over a red lace slip dress.
That's a valid question. I mean, how many tattoos does she have? Nobody really knows. Except maybe her husband.
I think she finally said in an interview once.
Oh, okay.
But she hasn't shown them.
Right.
I want to know so bad. She's going to take that secret.
Maybe she'll do it for, well, maybe her 80th birthday. Wouldn't that be great? Big reveal?
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Absolutely. Tim McGraw, Maren Morris, Alan Jackson, Reba McEntire, they all shared some birthday tributes to her. And Miley Cyrus even shared a picture or a little video clip from back in her Hannah Montana days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where she's dressed up as Dolly in the scene, and Dolly's answering her phone, like, hidden in her wig, and jokes, honey, when your pants are as tight as mine, you have to have your phone, like, somewhere, you know? So Dolly...
pulls it out of her hair.
Dolly was... portrayed that way from Miley Cyrus.
That's
and she
awesome.
Tweeted out the video. It was pretty cute. So earlier this week, Dustin Lynch cleared his Instagram page except for three cryptic blue posts, and now we know what that's all about.
Uh-oh.
The singer just announced he's dropping a brand new album. Here he is on Good Morning America.
So we're here to announce my brand new album, Blue in the Sky, will be coming out February 11th, and we're going to be announcing a big tour behind that as well pretty soon. So excited to share that news with you guys.
The album features 12 new songs, including his number one song, Thinking About You, with Mackenzie Porter. And the album also includes two other collaborations, Tequila on a Boat with Chris Lane and Huntin' Land with Riley Green. With Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Coriel on Kix 96.9.
Coming up next. Go.
Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Just going to sit a couple plays out and go get
Thursday.
Some coffee.
It's a Thursday, man.
I'm like, literally, my brain won't communicate to my mouth right now.
We got you covered. Reset. You're good. Get some coffee. We'll get some good things coming.
I don't even want coffee. I want, like, pizza.
I know. Casey's, if you want to drop off some breakfast pizza, Coriel needs some.
Casey's.
Good things. Casey's Pizza would be a good thing. Those are coming up.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I used to hate mornings, but now I love them because of this show.
Kix 96.9. I've been waiting
on some good news. What's good in your world? Let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll be glad to add it to the show. Just let us know. Just got to shoot that message. Send it up, and we'll be glad to tell everybody about it. Samantha, good thing today. Today, I'm thankful for coffee. Homemade caramel frappe.
Ooh,
to take to work.
Yeah.
So that's Samantha's. What's yours, Coriel?
My good thing is the dating ad up in Times Square. Did you see this story? A mom, unfortunately, is battling breast cancer, and she got some tough news, and she's growing a little weaker, and she just would love to see her 30-year-old daughter, Molly, find love.
Aww.
So,
wow.
The service, the dating service, is called Wingman, I believe. I haven't heard of it, but the mom basically says Molly's been her wingman, taking her to appointments and things like that during this very tough time in their lives, and now it's her turn to be Molly's wingman and help her find love.
Very
cool. The CEO of this dating service or whatever, Wingman CEO, decided, you know what, let's put up an ad in Times Square to like help her find that connection. And I don't know if it's worked so far. I don't have any updated information on it.
We'll have to keep track of that for
but
sure.
But her ad is up still for another like 5 days. So, I mean, in the off chance you happen to be in NYC, please snap us a pic. But it's just so cute. I love this story. So I hope Molly finds love, and we wish the best for her mom.
Yeah. Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, I'll make this one super quick and simple. I just want to say congrats coming up this weekend to one of my good friends, Mr. Jake Hohensee, Big Ho, as I like to call him. He and his, yes, he is my Big Ho. But he is engaged, and he will be married on Saturday, and Sam is an awesome person. I'm excited for their wedding, though, because on my 40th birthday, we drank 3 kegs of Busch Light.
Oh.
And it was only probably half the amount of softball players that attended that. So I can't imagine how much beer we're about to put down on Saturday. So it'll be super fun, but I want to congratulate them. I'm very excited for them. It's going to be super fun getting out and celebrating.
That's awesome. My good thing is a random performance by...
Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me!
That's Bill Murray.
I feel stunning, hanged in transit. I feel like running and dancing for joy.
He showed up in Washington Square Park in New York City to do a random concert for people that happen to be walking by.
What?
He had a cellist, a keyboard player, and him with a book full of songs, and he just sang for about 2 hours.
Just felt like performing.
Yeah, he just showed up and just started performing, and people started crowding around. Text messages are going out. You got a crowd of about 300, 400 people that should have watched Bill Murray.
No, in this day and age, though, I would have been like, oh, look at that fun Bill Murray impersonator.
Right,
you know,
right.
You would never think it's him.
And sure enough, Bill Murray's there performing in Washington Square Park. Now, if he would just come here and do that. I know he's been to a Husker game.
Yeah.
So if we could just get him to come back and hang with us.
Apparently, one of my exes, his sister worked for a company in Nashville.
Oh.
And it was like her coworker's uncle.
No way. That's funny.
That's the type of like 6 degrees of separation that you have to coin when you're in the middle of nowhere.
For sure.
But
make
it happen. So she sent us snaps a long time ago of them out to dinner with Bill Murray. Yeah.
So thank you, Bill Murray, for making people smile and laugh and sing.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll get you the results of Coriel's Ridiculous Would You Rather. And also, what's trending? Including Husker basketball trending in the down way. We'll explain coming up.
Oh, no.
It's Kix.
Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up, y'all. JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. You can go with this, or you can go
with that. You can go with this, or you can go. Would you rather? I still can't remember exactly where we landed. We had like 3 different options yesterday.
Coriel went super dark. Oh.
Yeah, she was like,
it's because you saw that poster for that concert in Las Vegas that we're going to have to go to, the emo concert. with
yeah,
all
when
the
we
emo
were
bands.
Young tour.
The yeah, we have tour. To go to that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're gonna be so depressed while we sit there.
I'm not kidding. If I have the opportunity to, I'm going.
What color will you dye your hair for that concert? I'm gonna go green. I think.
I'm probably just go like violet.
Violet is that
violet
what you're thinking?
Would be good.
Nice.
Yeah, get some jelly bracelets.
Awesome.
So, Would You Rather Wednesday was get married or be with your loved one forever but never marry. So basically go through the rigmarole of having it on paper and spending the money and all that stuff, a big old wedding and all that hoopla, or don't do any of that and never actually officially legally marry but be with your loved one forever.
What did you two say? I don't think we ever said what we would do.
I could just be with my loved one forever without like being married.
Yeah, ditto. I did the marriage thing once already. A big marriage thing. Maybe a smaller one would be better. But, like, yeah, no, I think saving that money for going and doing fun stuff would be good.
Yeah.
Like marriage license only costs like $100, so I'll get married.
But, like, the whole wedding stuff. The wedding reception and the photography.
The venue, the photographer, the tuxes, the dresses.
Hey, man, I didn't have to set any of
the
that up.
The food.
That was on my wife. I don't care.
But
just
you had to pay for it.
That's fine. It was fun. I'll never forget the first time I saw Jess in her wedding dress. So that's good enough for me, man.
You softy.
Oh, dude, I cried like a freaking baby. Like a babe.
Aww.
Yeah.
We asked you on Facebook, KX969. Mary says, get married. Health insurance.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That actually was a pretty popular angle. Tina says, never marry. Why get the government involved?
Missy says, be with your loved one forever, never marry. People get real possessive once you sign a document.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Oh, I think Dakota might be speaking from personal experience. Dakota says, most women only want it for legal reasons, a.k.a. money reasons, so the divorce, they can get alimony and half of everything.
Oh.
Even though they're the ones that end up stepping out on the marriage, exclamation point.
Whoa. Did you hear that, Jackson?
I'd much rather be together and not married, keep all the finances separate. If anything is brought together, it should be split 50-50.
Yeah, that 1,000% sounds maybe personal.
See, that's the thing, is if we were totally experience. Separate, my wife and I, if I followed those rules, I wouldn't even know my own password to get into my bank account. Like I need Jess. Like it would be terrible. I just had to take her word for how much my half of the bills were, because I don't know. Like, I don't know any of that stuff.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
Audrey says, get married. I have great insurance benefits I want to share with that significant other. So a lot of it is, which is so crazy, too, that we live in a world where we're like, get married because health insurance. For the most part, it seems that majority of people would spend their life with a significant other without actually getting married and doing
that's
the whole.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously a personal choice, but I do know a lot of friends that have to have the wedding. It's been their dream since they were tiny. I will probably have a wedding at some point.
That's what I was wondering. Did you pose this question because of what's going on with you and Jackson?
Yeah, you guys are about to get married.
I posed this question because you guys didn't like my original one.
Because you're talking about dark. Death.
Well, that was a good question.
The interesting part of this is like if I had to do it all over again, I would have not had a wedding. I would have had just a reception, a tiny one, so I could have spent more time on my honeymoon with Jess. That's what I would have
said. Oh, that's a good perspective.
Because I didn't like looking back on the wedding itself, like it was great, like the, you know, but I would have rather spent way less money on that and way more money on our honeymoon. That's what I would have done.
There you go.
Oh, insightful, Nick.
Way more money on the honeymoon.
Yeah, Jordan says courthouse wedding and her dress, spend a little less so they can spend the rest on the honeymoon.
100%, dude.
Yeah, I like that.
Thanks for playing along with Would You Rather. Corey, I'll have a new one for you next Wednesday.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, we'll get you what's trending, and then we'll try to help Spencer get a date by calling the girl he's interested in.
Yeah. Wake up.
Morning, sound better with country.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Ooh, it's going down.
Right here on Kix 96.9.
Three.
Well, the Nebraska women's basketball game with Rutgers, scheduled for tonight at PBA, has been postponed due to health and safety protocols within the Husker program. per the amended Big Ten Conference forfeiture guidelines. Originally, it was like if you had to cancel a game, they're going to forfeit it.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
Ohio State basketball had some issues and like, well, let's make some changes. Yeah. And so
changes
now,
to what?
To scheduling, like instead of a game.
The protocols?
Getting, yeah, the protocols. Thank you.
To the protocols.
Are those like particles?
To the
health and safety
protocols?
Yeah.
Particles?
So,
particles?
Game will be postponed and helicopter. The conference office will coordinate the rescheduling process. And if the game is not able to be rescheduled, it would count as a no contest for both teams.
See, that's
the new
guidelines.
That's
the way guidelines. It should have been, right?
Hmm.
Don't you think?
To begin with? Yeah, well, they were trying to get people vaccinated and healthy.
Yeah,
and,
I see what you're saying.
And like, hey, go do this and get right with yourself, and that way you guys can play the whole season.
Yeah, I see
but,
what you're saying.
Yeah, so if you had tickets for this game, they'll be refunded to ticket holders at the conclusion of the season. So just so you're aware of that, we'll see whether or not the ladies will travel. They have a road game this weekend, so we'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
The announcing teams for NBC Sports will not be attending the Beijing Olympics, and this all is because of COVID, of course. They'll be broadcasting out of a facility in Connecticut, though.
Which is
so
going to be super
remote
weird.
Remote sports announcing for the Olympics.
They did this for like every sport during the like first year of COVID when sports came back. It's weird because they watch it on a monitor and like there's no...
Is there a delay, though?
No, but it's there's not... No, because they're watching the same feed we have. So like,
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So like it's... But it is weird because there's no, the crowd, like, the announcers don't react with the crowd, and then they're, like, they're very monotone because they're dark, you know, in a quiet room.
It must sound kind of lackluster.
It is. It's weird. It's a real weird
and
thing.
And Beijing is 13 hours ahead of Connecticut, so if it's, like, 8:14 in the morning in Connecticut, it's 9:15 in Beijing. Yeah. So.
Oh, strange.
They'll be all right. ESPN Studios is ridiculous. So
yeah, that is
fine.
True.
Yeah. Host Mike Tirico will still be in attendance for the opening ceremony, though, but he can't stay long because he'll be hosting the Super Bowl on the 13th.
That's right.
Opening ceremonies for the Olympics is February 4th. So.
Okay, so that'll be coming up here real quick.
One! Are you ready for your first radio interview?
You host the radio show from your apartment.
I'm going to be on the radio talking about life.
You've been talking to on that radio.
In a stranger's car with talk radio playing really loud.
I'm the host of the show.
That is our host.
And now, your host.
It is National DJ Day.
National DJ Day.
Do you want to know why it's on the 20th every year at this time?
Why?
Because one of the original disc jockeys died 57 years ago today.
Oh, that's
so they, to
sad.
Celebrate Alan Freed and what he did for rock and roll in the 50s, they made this National Disc Jockey Day.
Wow. I see, that's actually interesting. I did not know that's why today specifically.
Yeah, for because of Alan
National
Freed, who
disc
was one of the
day.
Big jocks
DJ,
for
radio DJ.
A few more quick facts you might didn't know about DJs. Most of us don't just wing it. A recent poll found 95% of radio DJs spend at least an hour prepping for each show.
Wow. Imagine how much higher that time would be if they took us out of the equation. Like, wow.
Well, then I'm thinking back to Nebraska Nights Live when I was doing the night show, and I'm like, an hour?
You'd be looking to do a half an hour?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. It's one of the sexiest jobs in the world, and that's not a joke. According to Tinder, radio personality is one of the most right-swiped job you can have on Tinder.
What?
Oh, Coryell, you thought it was just your personality that was getting all those guys swiping. Nope.
Dang. And I don't believe that. That's so weird.
They're on the recent survey.
Yeah.
And when DJs were asked why they do what they do, the number one answer was it's fun. Entertaining people came next, followed by it's emotionally fulfilling. That said, half also agreed with the statement, it's the only thing I know how to do or what I do best.
My favorite part of that is the pay is not on there. That tells you everything you need to know.
Clear, not one of the most well-paid
jobs. That wasn't
jobs.
Even on the list. There are 50 things, and it's not even on it.
That's
Well, speaking for myself, I won't speak for you guys, but maybe you feel this way, too. I love doing this. It's a lot of fun. And we get to connect with a lot of really cool people.
No, I hate doing this. That's why I drag my carcass begrudgingly out of bed every morning way too damn early.
So if you know a radio DJ like Coryell or Husker Nick or myself or anybody else, wish them happy DJ Day today.
Yeah.
That's what's trending.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick show.
Coming up, we will apparently call a girl for Spencer and see about getting him a date.
Just matchmaking left and right, I suppose.
Is it because he's shy or just for the show? We'll talk with Spencer coming up and Dana Bertoppum. It's Kix.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Gets me in like good spirits. I need it.
Kix 96.9.
Well, I can't remember, Husker Nick, or not. This might be the first time we've been asked by someone to call up and get them the date.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
That's what Spencer wants us to do.
We might have done this once. I'm not positive. We have done like 4 million of these.
Yeah, that is true. We have done quite a few of them.
At least 4 million, yeah.
Yeah. Let's bring Spencer in. Good morning, Spencer.
Hey, good morning.
So you want us to help you get a date. What's going on?
I've been shopping for a car for like the last few weeks and whatnot. Walked into this dealership last week, and the moment I walked in, I was blown away by this like amazingly beautiful saleswoman who came up to me like right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, I bought the car because of her. Like, I was pushing so hard on her.
Oh, she must be a salesperson.
Look, listen. She was a complete package. She was beautiful. She was funny.
Yeah, it's her job.
I'll tell you this. Men do dumb things when they're booty blind. And you, my friend, is
no, but this was different, though. Like, she was flirting with me. She was like... Huh.
Yeah,
being really charming, you know what I mean?
It right.
Like, so she was for sure flirting with you, and it wasn't just like the sale?
Oh, for sure. You know, okay. I
okay.
I'm supposed to go in today, actually, and sign the paperwork and bring the car home. I was going to ask her then, but yeah, I thought it'd be more fun to have you guys call her and, you know, ask her out for me, make like a big, like a show out of it, I guess she will, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I love where your head's at, man. All right.
I hope you have a seeing eye dog to help you drive home, because you are, my friend, as booty blind as it gets right now.
Really? You think that's...
And it's okay. It happens to all of us, fellas, but you are...
You would be the same if you saw her, man. Ridiculous.
All right.
So you really do think that she was flirting with you, that she was trying to get to know you better versus just trying to sell you that car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be different, you know, but I'm a good-looking guy, you know. Like, it'd be different if I was just like an average guy, but I know I'm good-looking, so I mean, I can't blame her for flirting with me.
I'm just telling you, when women want something, they always try this kind of crap. Like, for example, Coryell, the only time I can remember that she regularly showered was the week leading up to trying to get the job on the morning show with us.
Oh, my God.
Normally, she showers once a week, but she showered every day that week and made sure to remind us, if I got this job, I will be clean all the
time
and
really
not stinky.
Sir, I really appreciate your vote of confidence
in me.
Which
was a lie.
Thank you.
Right. She's literally wearing a wig right now because she didn't want to have to do her hair.
No. Oh, yeah. Like, why would I? It's so early. God.
That's okay.
But for sure, there is definitely the ability to turn on the charm, both men and women. But
yeah,
I mean,
true.
I just want to say, I want to make sure that you realize, though, that this was a saleswoman for a car dealership.
Yes.
And you think she's flirting with you, so that's totally fine. She probably is.
Yeah.
But there's also incentive to flirt there. I'm just saying. I don't know. We'll have to... We'll see what she says.
We'll be glad to get her on the phone and at least have a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's another question. If truly she was just trying to sell you the car and we don't get you a date, are you still going to buy the car?
I mean, I need the car.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Fair enough.
All right, I don't want to ruin this sale for her. That's what she's got going down.
Oh, man.
Because of the commission and whatnot.
Whatever. He's walking right into this trap. Let him do it.
We will call Megan for you next, Spencer.
All right, thank you.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
Do you think Megan was basically in for the sale of the car, or was she really interested in Spencer? Or is there something else that might be the issue?
It's almost always something else.
You can let us know and play along with Dan or Dump them on Facebook or Twitter in GIF form.
GIF form is the best form. Twitter, KZKX969. Facebook, 2KX969.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Datum or Dump'Em is coming up on Kick 96.9.
So what do you think is the issue between Spencer and Megan? From what we're seeing, it seems like she was just in it for selling the car.
Well, that seems to be the general consensus so okay. far on Twitter. Anna says, poor girl's just trying to do her job, and it's a gif of someone like, oh, come on. And then the other one is this when Harry met Sally?
Yes, that is when Harry met Sally.
Yeah, when she's like, oh, God, and she's in the diner.
She's faking, yeah.
It says, women are master fakers. I'd be surprised if she wasn't trying to get the sale. That's what Rissa said.
Yeah, when I worked at Best Buy and I worked in the computer department, that I always like macked on the moms when I was like 22. I'd always like, hey, little winky wink, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna get you to buy this computer. Here we go.
Jason, direct message to the show, too, said the ladies at Shakers will be very flirty with you, too, if that doesn't work out with the sales lady.
Fun fact, Shakers closed.
Oh, that's right. It's closed.
Night before.
Okay. We'll talk with Megan, see if we can get him a date, or was it just about selling the car? Datum or Dump'Em continues next.
Wake up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Don't be a today. Country mornings are the best.
Kicks 96.9. Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
All right, so if you're just joining us, it is Spencer who reached out to us because he wants to ask Megan, the gal who is selling him his car, out on a date because he felt they had a connection. Like, it wasn't the fact that she was selling him a car. It, like, no, legit, we have a connection.
Yeah.
And he wants us to facilitate asking her out.
Connect those dots.
For Datum or Dump'Em.
Otto, this is Megan. How can I help you?
Megan, hi, it's JP Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kicks Morning Show. How are you?
Oh my God! Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
How's your day?
It's good. It's really good. What's going on?
We're looking for a new station vehicle.
Yeah exactly. We actually are probably.
Actually, probably.
We're reaching out because a friend of ours wanted us to reach out. Said that you were a tremendous salesperson, a wonderful woman, and they wanted us to basically ask you out for them. Did you sell a car recently to a guy named Spencer?
Oh, wow. I don't know what to say.
Do you know who we're talking about, though?
I do.
Okay. Oh, that's a good sign, actually.
Spencer is a really nice guy, but this is my job, you know?
I knew it. So, well, hold on. Can I tell you something real fast?
Yeah.
Spencer, first of all, he like doted on you. So I don't
Big
know.
Time.
I don't know what the hell you guys were talking about, but he's like a puppy right now. But he thinks you were genuinely flirting with him. Were you genuinely flirting with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, he's really cute.
Yeah, for sure.
I have time flirted with the person, you know, to get the sale. It's my job.
There it is.
Okay. But okay. I will say, when I say from time to time, it is every time.
Oh,
like,
wow.
The best way to make the sale.
Definitely.
I don't know.
Is to be friendly. Okay.
So,
when was the last time you had to buy a drink at a bar?
It's been a while since I've even gone to a bar.
She probably has never.
She's never had to have a single drink in her life.
Awesome. That's awesome for you. But the thing is, we're trying to maybe connect the dots for you and Spencer, if you're interested.
Yeah, we do a thing called Datum or Dump'Em, as you might know. And Spencer is actually on the phone with us. He wanted us to reach out to you and see if we can make a connection for you guys to go out on a date. Spencer? Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, real quick, though. Hold up real quick. I want you to know something before you shoot this down. Just want you to know, I guess your job, you know, but I would treat you really good, so good. And not only that, but, like, you're sexy as hell. You're gorgeous. And I'm a pretty good-looking guy, you know what I'm saying? I figured hot couple, you know what I'm saying? Let me know.
He's got a sweet car now, too.
We can hang out.
Yep.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Got a sweet car, got a fine lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, you know what I'm saying? You know, turns out, you know, we go get dinner. It's going to be my treat, obviously, you know?
Oh, wow.
Let's show off to our friends how good looking we can be together.
JP, let's do our treat, and let's give them, like, tickets to a concert and
we could,
dinner.
You know, we could sweeten the pot a little bit, Spencer.
Let's help a guy out. He is going out on a limb in front of Eastern Nebraska.
I like it.
Trying to...
I'll do whatever you need me to do.
So you're coming in today, right, to start for your class. Let's just talk about it in person. Let's talk about it in person.
Oh, okay. No! Okay. Okay, so, which is code for, just come in and get the car. Oh, maybe not. So, Megan, we are willing to sweeten the pot. We're going to help Spencer out even. We'll take care of dinner. We'll even give you guys tickets to an upcoming concert. We know we have Morgan Wallen coming up. We could get you tickets to go see Morgan Wallen live.
Those are like $200 a two-hundo a piece.
I know. I'm just trying to help Spencer out.
Hey, at that day, we'll have a pre-party, I'm sure, and you can meet JP. That'll get you.
That's not good. That's not an added bonus of any kind.
That's an added bonus for sure. Yes. That is.
I mean, come on. You know, like,
price tag on.
That's a celebrity.
Yeah. So I get it's about to fail, but you know, you can't fake. You can't fake our energy. I felt something, and I know you felt it too. Come on. You know that.
Oh, he's just straight shooting a shot.
Yeah.
You're still gonna come in and finish your paperwork, right?
I mean, yeah.
He needs that car.
Okay, so.
All right, come in. Yeah, just come in, finish your paperwork, and yes.
And you'll talk
we'll
then.
We'll go on a date.
We'll go on a date. Okay.
You will.
Right. Yes, if he finishes his paperwork.
Jeez, Louise.
Hey, holy cow. She's the smart one here.
This woman is absolutely savage.
Now, not only is she selling a car,
she gets dinner out, and going to Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen. Yeah.
She has a bright future in sales, I'll tell you that right now. That is good stuff.
Hey, no shame. I have no shame in her game.
Nice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'll convince her by the end of the day.
Well, Megan, thank you for taking our call. Thank you for being really nice, too.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to go to the pre-party. She's going to see JP driving his old cop car, and she's going to talk JP into buying something,
probably.
This is going to be absolutely ridiculous.
She's absolutely
Megan's like, fish in a barrel.
Oh, my God.
Megan, thank you for being on the show with us. Spencer, thanks for reaching out, bud. Congrats.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see how that goes.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely hit the trifecta, getting the sale of the car, dinner out, and
truly
Morgan Wallen tickets.
This can only pan out for her, really.
I'm telling you, she's going to sell JP a new vehicle when she sees him at
the
pre-party. 100%.
All right,
she's going to walk up and be like, hey, JP, it's good to... have you been working out? Are these muscles?
You know what
big?
Would look
are
great?
These buddy. Muscles,
these muscles hanging out the window of a brand new ride.
Yeah, I got a. I heard one time on the show you mentioned a Jeep Wrangler. Let me show you a few of those bad boys.
Hey. There you go.
That way you and Rob can be in the Jeep Club together.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Jeep waving each other all the time.
Jeep wave. Jeep gang.
If you need our help with any dating issues, get a hold of us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969 for Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Coming up next.
Go! This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, fashion sense from Coriel.
Oh. Okay.
Hey. I think
you're giving me too much credit.
Probably.
I think Coriel's got fantastic fashion sense.
That's next. It's Kix.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Start my day off on the right stuff.
Yeah, it makes me get pumped.
Brightens up your day.
Kix 96.9.
You better work.
Fashion Sense with Coriel.
Oh, baby. This is going to be good.
It's called Fashion, sweetie. Look it up.
That's
and
right.
And we're talking mullets.
Coriel's pro whitey tighties.
And mullets, apparently.
And mullets.
Which is funny that you just said that, Nick, because... for Christmas gifts, I literally gave away 3 different whitey tighties this year.
Seriously?
Did you really?
Yes. Nice. My friend Carissa is obsessed with squirrels, and I found these funny, it's like a gag gift. It's squirrel underpants.
Oh, my God.
They're like little underpants you can put on a squirrel. And then another pair of underpants that are really tall for your wine bottle. It's like a wine stocking, but it's a pair of underpants.
Nice. I thought it was just like squirrels were on the underpants, but like underpants to put on
like
a squirrel?
No, like underpants the size of, for like it's squirrel size. So you can put.
So, like, if you find, does your friend by chance carry around a bag of dead squirrels?
Mm-hmm. No.
That's not part of this.
That's not a part of this at all.
Okay. In fact, she would have been the one that called.
It's weird that you have
full of dead squirrels.
It's weird that you have a friend who is obsessed with squirrels.
I also found
randomly. This is like an episode of Dexter right now.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not kidding. She loves squirrels, so I got.
How do we not piece this together, JP?
Underpants for squirrels.
If she was with her friend who is obsessed with squirrels,
Dexter
that had
blood.
A bag of them.
Yeah.
Full of dead squirrels.
Whatever.
All right. So
by the way, mullets and whitey tighties. That's a good combination.
Okay. Well, I don't know. The whitey tighties are not on this list, Nick. This is on.
They should be.
Whitey tighties are on Nick's list, though. Pinterest is predicting style trends for this year.
For 2022, these are the style trends. Is a full body tracksuit in there, dressed like an old Jewish
man?
Come
on, full body tracksuits.
Honey, they never went out of style.
Oh, JP! All right, keep going. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. What do you got? What are we wearing this year?
Mullets, definitely.
100%. If my wife, I am 40 years old, I'm a man, I'm 40. If my wife would allow me to have a mullet, I would grow a mullet back out. I used to have a mullet when I was a kid. It was awesome.
It's really cute when kids have mullets.
I think it's awesome when adults have mullets.
I love when kids have mullets, too.
Carter was talking about getting a mullet and just shot that down so hard.
Oh, no,
Carter would kill that.
Well, Carter's doing the thing that's in trend. This is like the trendy thing for boys in like junior high school, all that, where he grows out the top of his hair and gets like the little perm, you know, where it's like a big poofy,
and then it's short on the sides. Yeah.
Yes, that's what Carter on his own like is in the middle of growing that out. Like he wants to, every other dorky boy that is in school right now.
That's hilarious.
Night dresses are also on the list, and I am so down for
What's
that.
What's a night dress?
A night dress. Think of
a muumuu.
Yeah, sort of. Think of like old school.
Like you're gonna go to bed.
Very modest, like a droopy nightdress.
Oh,
they make cute ones too now, though. Like they make cute ones.
So these are in for what? For just when you're at the house?
For just fashion trends, period.
Not for wearing out, though.
No, like when you're going. Well,
to the club.
I'm
in a
assuming
nightdress?
You could. Hold on.
No, you wouldn't club. You wouldn't go out dancing. Nightdress,
yeah, but you wouldn't go out dancing in just a bra. But then again, look at the bra tops. Bra tops are a thing. People went out dancing in lingerie, which should be a nightdress technically.
I was single at the wrong time.
You were single at the wrong time. Poor guy.
That's what that tells me.
So nightdresses, ladies and fellas, I suppose too. Heck yeah. Okay. You take a page out of
a nightdress.
Johnny Rose playbook, and you can just wear like a night smock.
There you go.
JP, you'd feel pretty free in just a muumuu walking around the house.
I've said if I had access to a kilt, I'd wear a kilt in the summertime.
You could get a nightdress.
Okay. You always have access to a kilt. Just order
that's true.
One.
Yeah, that's you right. could just get one.
We'll All right, let's go through one. The rest of these really quick. Bedazzled accessories. I'm going to go ahead and
like JP's jeans?
I'm going to bow out of that one. Bedazzled accessories, that's...
Bedazzling?
I bedazzled my birth control case in college once.
Oh, wow.
It was actually really cute. It was very cute. But we don't need to bring back bedazzling.
No.
Tooth gems, where people have gems installed, in their teeth.
No, it's stupid. Don't ever do that.
That's
terrible.
No, that's a bad idea.
Pearls, I'm down for this. I think pearls are always like a classic.
Yeah, the classy.
Classy touch.
Yeah.
High puff hairstyles.
Like the Snooki Poof is back?
I would prefer for that to not return.
I'm going to tell my wife that.
All about that.
Dude, my wife rocked a Snooki Poof for like a decade. She could do that.
Do you remember hearing about Bumpets?
Yeah, Bumpets. Yes. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Go for it.
I was M/O-ing with somebody in college at the very beginning of college. I had a Bumpet in my hair, and he tried to be making out.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He tried to be tried to pull a fancy thing where he put ran his fingers through your hair and it got caught in my Bumpet and it tore out a little
pulled
chunk of my hair. And
oh,
I was like,
God.
Oh my God, I was actually mortified. But you know what? That's fine. It was a bad makeout session.
You looked him right in the eyes and you're like, do it again.
I was like, I don't know what that is.
I can't wait to tell Jess that the poof is back.
High puff hairstyles.
But
just don't put a bump in.
If you want to tell us styles that you want to see go or styles that you want to see return, tell us on Facebook, KX969. Look for the awesome post of Toby Keith with his mullet. He's looking like a smoke show.
Pretty fly for a white guy. Coming up, we'll get you JP Mex's guest to get you in to Ryan Hurd and Morgan Wade live at Bourbon Theater, brought to you by Nutrition Authority.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Waking you up every morning.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
It's JP Makes Gas, hooking you up with tickets to go see Ryan Hurd and Morgan Wade live at the Bourbon Theater this Saturday. A little date night out for you. And currently, Husker Nick is leading, but Coriel's catching up. It's 19-14.
Sir, she's the queen of country mornings. It says so right underneath her name right now.
If you want to follow along on Facebook Live, you can see the queen of country mornings on there. We'll bring in both Mark and Andrea competing today. Mark's going to be with Coriel and Andrea's with Nick.
God.
And today, asking you about the foods you wish was healthy so you could eat it every day. A recent survey was done. It was actually on Family Feud about a month ago, I saw
this. Say that one more time. It's what?
The foods you wish were healthy so you could eat every day.
Okay, sorry. I didn't hear... Foods you wish were healthy. Okay.
Yeah.
Then you would eat them every day.
Okay. Every day.
So.
What if you only wanted to eat them every other day? Do those still count?
We are looking for. I'm giving you even the top 13 answers. We'll start with Coriel and Mark. Top.
All right, Coriel.
All right, Mark. What you think?
Broccoli.
I think always ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Ice cream comes in at number 9.
Good job, Mark.
You need to get that. What's that protein ice cream you can get?
Oh, yeah.
Halo. Ice cream.
That sounds like that'll make you fart.
It's a pint of ice cream, and it's got like, honestly, it's low calorie, and it's got a ton of protein in it.
It's not bad.
It's good stuff.
All right, so Coriel and Mark are on the board. We go to Andrea and Nick.
All right, Andrea, let's take these fools out.
I think definitely chocolate, don't you?
Chocolate, yeah, chocolate should be on the list.
Show me chocolate.
They say dark chocolate's super healthy.
Yeah, dark chocolate is good for you. Chocolate comes in at number 5.
Number 5.
Okay. Back to Mark and Coriel. The foods you wish were healthy so you could eat them every day.
Mark.
Pizza.
I was going to go with pizza next, too. Good job.
Pizza rat's all about the pizza. Show me. Pizza. Pizza is in at number 1 on the list.
You can get a cauliflower. Yeah. Based pizza that's healthy.
I love how you're really just trying.
Well, now they have options for all this stuff, but the good pizza is the one with the, like, a lot of people like the cream cheese and all that stuff, and like all the grease dripping off the pepperonis.
Yeah, Gino's East, that kind of stuff. Giordano's.
Yep. Back to Andrea and Nick, the foods you wish were healthy so you could eat them every day.
Oh, what are you thinking?
Chips, maybe?
Chips, like a nachos?
Oh, nachos is good, yes.
Yeah, let's go nachos.
Nachos!
What?
Not in the top 13.
That's amazing. It's because they're healthy. They got cheese.
I don't know if that's true.
And then they got a vegetable, right? Isn't corn a vegetable or is it not?
It is. It's a starch. It's a starch.
Is the starch not a vegetable?
All right, Mark and Coriel can win the game here.
Is there a difference?
With one answer.
Mark! I want to see what you think. Do you have something? Because I was thinking like something pasta based, like macaroni and cheese, or
running out of time.
Yep. Three
bacon.
Two bacon.
Let's see if bacon makes the board. Show me bacon for the win. Not in the top 10.
It's keto. Ooh, they got that.
It's keto.
Hey, what about like cake?
That's what I was going to say. Cookies or cake?
Yeah, show me cake. And with that, Andrea and Nick have tied it back up. Mark and Coriel need this one to stay in the game.
Yeah.
The foods you wish were healthy so you could eat them every day.
I have an idea, Mark. Unless you have one right now.
What's your idea?
Okay. What about like cheeseburgers?
Perfect.
Show me cheeseburgers. Number 8.
Number 8.
Nice.
I got a text from a friend, but we should not make this our answer, that he says, you have to say french fries, because I love french fries.
That's what I was thinking, actually. Ooh.
Well, then let's do french fries. I love me some french fries.
Show me french fries.
Oh, you guys are cheating.
Yeah, woo! Cheating.
You guys, all right, if you were thinking french fries, I wasn't going to use that. But
yeah, Mark, way to call them out. Getting texts.
Yeah, they're just
taking outside phone.
The owner of Slim Chickens knows that I drive by Slim Chickens and I buy French fries daily.
Okay, so
that's why I got Coriel
and Mark.
I'm trying to think of what's
left. I'm gonna go with the pastas, like you think.
Do you want to try? Can we say pasta, or like, do we have to say?
You can say whatever you want to say.
What do you think?
Dirty.
You said dirty, then all of a sudden his mind went dirty.
I don't know. I don't know if breads would be on there, but I mean, I know that that's a very unhealthy thing.
Okay, bread.
I would know because I love my bread.
Okay, we can go with bread.
Bread.
All right.
Show me bread.
Okay. All right.
This is it for the win.
What about
and Nick get this one?
What about like? Because we've said cake. That was on there.
Yep.
We said, what was the other? Ice cream was on there, right?
Pizza, french fries, chocolate, yeah. Cheeseburgers,
cookies,
ice cream, and cake.
Or just candy.
Yeah, candy. That's where my head was candy. Because candy, like, isn't good for you, but people wish it was so they could eat it every day. That okay. makes sense.
Is that what you guys want to go with?
Yeah.
Candy for the win.
Man, Coryell, this game's like taking candy.
Oh,
yeah, I deserve that.
So my next one was hot dogs, but yeah, I can't believe that they had to get text.
Yeah, they had to cheat to win, Mark.
Well, they're running out of time. They had to get an answer anyway. So here's
I think we both should go.
There you go. Hey, Megan.
So top 13 cake was in at number 13. 12 was Chipotle.
Chipotle. I love that Chipotle by itself was
by
on here.
Itself was in there.
By
dude,
itself?
I would eat just Chipotle.
If Chipotle wasn't so many calories, I would eat Chipotle every day.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts was there. Ice cream, cheeseburger, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, fried chicken, fried chocolate, chicken. French fries, Oreos / cookies, and candy and pizza. There's your list.
Dang.
Of the foods we wish were healthy. We could eat them every day.
Oh,
what
man.
A good list.
Congratulations, Andrea. You're going to go to the show. Mark, thanks for playing along, buddy. Keep trying. We got more tickets, all right?
Awesome job, Andrea. Hey,
nice work. That's thanks. JP Mex's guest.
Nice guy.
Here's what's next with the JP Coryell and Husker Nick
show.
Mark
was a very good sport.
He was a good dude. Yeah, we appreciate Mark playing along like that. So, more chance for you to win. Keep listening. We'll have it with Out of Context Contest tomorrow.
Oh, baby.
On the way, the nitty-gritty from Music City, JP Coryell and Husker Nick. It's Kix. Good morning.
Country mornings are the best.
In the morning when you open your eyes.
You're waking up with JP Coryell and Husker Nick.
Liar! Liar!
We don't want you to get scammed.
Well, no. I was going to say, getting scammed, I feel like it can be kind of funny sometimes if it's like a telemarketer that you are then in turn harassing.
Oh, you're messing with them? Yeah, that is fine.
That can be kind of funny. But not like a full-on, you know, being out $500.
Right. I have
for something that may be real, that is real, I guess, but people may bow out.
But is it real?
Okay, so everyone has seen this when we were young.
Yeah, you guys actually talked about it this morning a little
bit. Yeah. This is every emo kid's dream. Every former emo kid's dream. Anybody right. that loves My Chemical Romance, Paramore, Avril Lavigne, Dashboard Confessionals, AFI, Taking Back Sunday, Boys Like Girls, The All American Rejects.
All these big hit makers from the 2000s, early 2000s.
Yeah, and this thing is October 22nd. Allegedly. Las Vegas Festival Grounds. When We Were Young Festival.com is the address. Hold on, let me make sure. When We Were Young Festival.com, because I tried just fest earlier.
Right.
When We Were Young Festival.com brings you to not even a real site. Not even a real site, I don't think.
Like Jimmy Eat World was supposed to be there too.
Well, see, the All American Rejects tweeted something like, apparently we're playing with all these bands. Some artists literally make it sound like they had no idea that they were
that it was even going
this,
on.
Or that it was happening.
Right.
Some have, I guess, said they were. But here's the deal. There's like 60 plus bands, only 3 stages. And this isn't even a festival as it's coined. It's only one day. This thing is in like 12. This is 12 hours.
A 12 hour period.
A point of contention for everybody is like, first of all, just GA tickets, general tickets, not the VIP ones that are like the $500 I'm talking about.
Yeah.
GA tickets are like $250 or $225, whatever. Either way, that is a lot of money for very short sets. Because how are you going to play 60-plus bands, acts, whatever, on only three stages in 12 hours?
Yeah.
And then someone had leaked, quote-unquote, like a set list or whatever, and it literally shows like 20 to 30-minute time slots for all these bands. That means load in, load out, and playing.
Right,
so like, you know,
right.
So that means that's that they're it. Playing so for like 10 minutes?
10 minutes, is that what it is? Or is this like the mixtape shows that New Kids on the Block are doing, where it's all one set?
It does not appear to be so.
Okay.
If this set list is real, if this leaked thing is real, then it's literally
It feels like a Firefest.
And then you have to choose between, it's kind of like, you know, Coachella and the whole thing where you have, a bunch of different stages, you know?
Yeah.
So I think one of them was like, you'd have to choose between My Chemical Romance and Avril Lavigne or Chemical Romance and Paramore or something.
Oh, wow.
Which how are you going to do that? But
no.
Okay. Anyways, if you've seen this, if you're like me, I don't even call myself legit, but. So you did get it to work for you?
Yeah, I'm on the youngfestival.com site.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I totally didn't even put the word we in there.
Pre-sale begins tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time, so it'd be noon our time. But like, I don't know.
Okay, sorry, I missed the word we.
It's okay.
But
it still doesn't look right.
And according to all the flyers, there's a production company assigned to this. I feel like if this weren't real, there would already be a kibosh on it, because you can't just put a major company on this and then get away with it.
Right. That's the thing.
So I think it's happening, but then again, there's also the whole security and safety issue. We saw what happened with Astroworld, and of course that was a huge disaster. But
Firefest was a big old
Firefest
fake
too.
Thing.
People saying, "Yeah, we are playing," but they obviously didn't quite know what was going on either.
So
they ended up canceling. And the biggest issue overall for this whole thing, you already sound like it's a little bit of a mess, you know?
Right.
The tickets apparently are non-refundable.
Oh, wow.
So if this thing gets canceled in the age of this pandemic and everything too, you're just screwed. Never mind.
Avril Lavigne, because I follow Avril Lavigne on Facebook, she did post the poster.
Well, a lot of these bands are. A lot of them are posting.
Do you think maybe this is an April Fool's joke?
It can't
be. Like a very elaborate April Fool's joke?
No, it is not. No, okay. You can't. This wouldn't be funny enough to get sued by a major production company.
Right.
I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff that people are worried about between money and being non-refundable and the fact that you can't hardly see your favorite acts in that short amount of time frame. It's not even a festival because it's only one day. You know,
this is tough. I don't know. I mean, pre-sales tomorrow.
If there were cheaper tickets,
right, then
that I could stomach if this thing gets canceled.
$25 a ticket. Wow.
But I don't know. I'm just saying, look out for it. There's a lot of. It seems like very strange to
be
people.
Cautious.
Be cautious.
Come on now.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kicks 96.9.
Time for animal stories. So, a baby cow has been born in India. It has three eyes and two sets of nostrils.
Ew.
And the locals are worshiping it.
Oh, no.
Claiming it's the incarnation of the Hindu god Shiva. People are making special trips to the farm and leaving gifts for the animal. The extra eye and nostrils were caused by a hormonal disorder. The mother had previously given birth to two normal calves. So this could be Shiva.
Okay.
The Shiva cow. Shiva.
Oh, God, what's the name? From the league?
Yeah.
Shiva Kondarkram. Oh, anyways.
Kondarkram, yeah, whatever.
I was almost there. Almost there.
You were sniffing around the right area. and then in Sunnyvale, California, they've got a problem with crows. Most specifically.
Well, crows are scary.
Yeah, and what is it? When it's a group of crows, it's a murder of crows?
Yeah, it's a murder.
How many crows do you think are causing problems? How many in this murder of crows do you think are causing the problems?
And where is this again?
California. Sunnyvale, California.
Sunnyvale, and that's probably
it's a murder of crows.
Sounds like a town.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with 15,000.
Well, you're way high. 1,000.
Okay, sorry.
So, but that's It's still scary. A thousand scary too.
One crow is scary.
Right.
We don't even need to talk about two, let alone a thousand.
Even scarier. And so they're trying to get rid of the crows because they're having a problem with crow droppings.
They're pooping on people?
All over the place. People, things, pets.
It's got to be something nearby that they're eating causing the digestive problems, because wouldn't we have that issue all the time with just like birds in general?
Right. We would.
I wonder what's causing...
Like, pigeons are bad in New York. I mean, you get a lot of pigeon droppings all over the place in New York.
Can we talk about how the other day, I swear to God, I saw a seagull?
Yeah, they come around here. Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, it's weird, but they do.
Okay, so I'm not that crazy.
No, you're not crazy. There are seagulls.
God. No, I seriously, I felt very dumb because I was like, that's...
They're the trash pandas of the skies.
It looks like a seagull.
Seagulls are the trash pandas of the skies. They'll go wherever there's trash.
Oh, my God.
If it smells like crap... nearby water, like crap. They'll be all over it.
Wow. Okay, cool.
So
I didn't know that.
The mayor of Sunnyvale, Larry Klein is his name, said around 1,000 crows appear during the night and leave the streets riddled with crow poo, then disappear during the day to roost. The city workers have been dealing with this for a very long time. They've been trying to clean it up the town.
How are they doing it?
So now the city workers are on watch every night to deal with these crows.
With what? Bats?
Lasers. Like-
What?
They're using lasers and blaring sounds to drive the birds away.
To annoy them.
Yeah, yeah. So they got laser beams and loud sounds, loud noises to try to get rid of these crows.
That makes me think of Jackson, my boyfriend's house. They live on a trout hatchery out by kind of O'Neill area.
Okay.
And his dad plays sounds of like mountain lions and like bobcats. Screaming or whatever.
Yeah, the
it's on
stuff.
Repeat, and it's on speakers hidden on the trees in the forest line because it keeps osprey, I think is what they're called.
Yeah.
The big predatory birds away from the trout because they have such an issue with these big old osprey.
Stealing the food.
And other birds coming in, having their own buffet.
Right.
So they play sounds to make it sound like, oh, don't go there.
We had a neighbor in my old neighborhood who had problems first with crows.
Okay.
And then with bats.
Yeah.
And they would set off fireworks in the tree.
What?
To get the birds and then also the bats to disperse.
Hey, break it up, guys.
Like the blackjacks, like the
break
little
it up.
Pop, 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 pop,
yeah,
pop.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd string those all the way around the tree, inside the tree during the day, and then at night he'd go out and light it.
Kind of like how you blow dry the cat with the blow dryer. And you leave it, looked like it's plugged in underneath the Christmas tree. So that the cat will learn that this is scary stuff.
This is
stuff
a scary place to be.
You can't
Don't mess
here.
With that. It happened every year, twice a year. It was birds, crows, and then bats. Crows and bats. So they finally just dug the tree up.
I was going to say, did they just move?
Cut it down, dug the tree up, said, sorry, birds. Sorry, bats. You're out of here.
Go live somewhere else rent free.
Right. So apparently laser beams and... blaring sounds is what they're doing right now.
Oh, my God.
And the best of luck to the citizens of Sunnyvale,
Godspeed.
California.
Godspeed.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Big thing today is helping you save money, well, save time probably too, and get in on the pre-sales for all kinds of shows that we have for you in 2022, including Justin Moore live. Justin Moore, Granger Smith, the Liberty First Credit Union Arena, formerly the Ralston Arena. That show is on May 20th. Tickets on sale officially tomorrow.
Yes, but pre-sale runs today,
yes.
10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And if you would like your exclusive pre-sale code, get that at kzkx.com. You'll find the link, too, on Facebook. If you're scrolling through Facebook, KX969. But you will find that code online on the website so you can get in for Justin Moore, Granger Smith, and Earl Dibbles Jr. /also Lucas Hoag.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Lucas Hoag is coming with him, too.
So I guess I should have said that. It's Lucas Justin Hoag. Moore and Granger Smith / Earl Dibbles Jr. And Lucas Hoag.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's always a good show between Justin and also Granger. You're going to get a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's going to be super stinking fun.
I wonder if they're going to put up a railing for Justin.
Why?
Because he's notorious for falling off stages.
Oh, God.
Like
maybe.
The last time I, like, last time the big one was, he was at, it was Pershing Center when he was first starting out. I think he was opening for Blake. And he got the nickname Pocket Cowboy.
Well, yeah.
By Blake. But it was because he was singing and going along the stage. And he's just singing away and talking to people, and all of a sudden just stepped wrong and fell off the stage. Fell off the stage. This group of girls caught him and put him back up like a garden gnome.
They caught the Pocket Cowboy.
They caught the Pocket Cowboy, put him back up on stage and said,
so nice.
Here you go, little buddy. Keep singing, little buddy.
He'll always very respectfully remind me of a bobblehead. Just because he's on the tinier side.
Like, he's awesome,
just a,
though.
He's a slim fella, yeah. And... it's mainly just the hat that he wears. His head itself isn't really that big, I don't think.
No.
It's just the hat that he's got. It makes you think of a bobblehead.
A little bit.
I don't want to say that to his face.
No, though. Don't.
I feel like maybe he wouldn't appreciate that.
He might laugh at it.
I hope. I don't know. I'm not trying to be mean, but that's a real-life bobblehead.
So, yeah, Justin Moore, Ranger Smith tickets, pre-sale coming up here in just a few, KZKX.com to get all of that. If you missed any of today's show, including Date 'Em or Dump 'Em and successful or unsuccessful at getting a date with a car saleswoman, you can find that and more on our podcast tomorrow. We'll be back with a free, fun Friday.